Well, the Haitian Revolution is unique because, first of all, because it's the only successful revolution of the enslaved in history. Secondly, it's very different from the other three revolutions of the 18th century. So the French Revolution, the American Revolution, the Industrial Revolution, which were, we can say that they were revolutions, or they were struggles which enabled people to throw off the, we can say, one yoke of oppression, if you like, one form of government, where they were being, you know, trying to free themselves from kings, in the case of the French and the Americans, but in which the oppression of other people was continued. So in the case of the American Revolution, slavery still continued, the exploitation, oppression of Native Americans still continued. In the case of the French Revolution, again, we can generally say that slavery continued generally, and so on. So the Haitian Revolution was different in that it sought, generally speaking, to completely overthrow the existing order and to create something which had never been created before, a republic in which, in fact, one could say the first modern definition of human rights was codified in the constitution of Haiti, that all people were equal. It's almost a kind of first modern definition of human rights. All people were equal, all people were called black, whatever their origins and so on. There were no distinction in terms of citizenship at all. So that's very different. And of course, it's also very different in that this is essentially, we can say, an African revolution rather than a European one. So it had a very important knock-on effect to the whole slave system. And of course, it was that slave system which underpinned the prosperity of France, the prosperity of America, the prosperity of Britain, the prosperity of Europe in general. This was a blow to that and an undermining of that entire slave system.